Books on Tape presents Hog Pilots Blue Water Grunts, the American Military in the Air, at Sea, and on the Ground, by Robert D. Kaplan, read by Don Leslie. I could have a well-paying job with a company like DuPont and be home every night, but life is supposed to have meaning. Whenever I'm ready to collapse on the bridge at 3 a.m., I think of the chiefs, chief petty officers, retirement ceremony, and the clanging bell that declares, while others slept, you stood the watch. Navy Ensign Zephyr Riendo of Colebrook, New Hampshire. A submarine's not a job. It's a way of life. It's easy to mold a sailor into anything you want him to be, because on a sub, he can't go anywhere. He's yours. Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer Anthony Maestas of Salt Lake City. I was embedded with the 1st Battalion of the 32nd Regiment of the 10th Mountain Division based out of Fort Drum, New York, and fragged out to the 82nd Airborne Division. That's what I do. That's my identity. I am an Air Force pilot who serves the Army. Providing CAS, close air support, for the 10th Mountain Division was the defining moment of my life. I befriended and loved people and saw them killed. I was a new captain, and there was this very experienced first lieutenant who would never call me anything other than Sir. That does something to you. He had been married for a few weeks and then was killed by an IED, improvised explosive device. Air Force Captain Brandon Custer Kelly of Cairo, Georgia. I will fortify the moral high ground. People will attack me with stories about Abu Ghraib and the killing of Filipino civilians 100 years ago by American troops.